Last week's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that government workers cannot be forced to pay union dues is good news for four Connecticut State Police troopers. They opted out of the Connecticut State Police Union, and they want thousands of dollars in reimbursement from the state. That's according to their lawyer. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Attorney W. James Young of the Virginia-based National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation is the lawyer representing the troopers. He says he's currently engaged in fairly substantial pretrial settlement negotiations before the trial begins in September. Young says his hope is that the U.S. Supreme Court ruling will help his clients get back about $750 a year deducted from their paychecks for union dues, plus interest and fees.
And I think it's in the interest of all parties, not the least of which is the taxpayers of the state of Connecticut, since this is an attorney's fees case, to avoid the time and expense of a trial for which, as I said, the outcome is a foregone conclusion, and it would just be more expense imposed upon the taxpayers and frankly, the Connecticut State Police Union.
State Attorney General George Jepson released a statement saying he could not comment on pending litigation. However, Jepson, who used to be a labor attorney, said from a more general and larger policy standpoint, it does not seem fair to allow some individuals to enjoy the benefits of union representation without contributing in support of the union. Ebong Udama, WSH News.